Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, we are going to be coming up on an election period here, and that does sort of change the rules for certain types of public announcements that representatives who are incumbents make. What's going on here?
Well, for a period preceding the general and primary elections each term, there's a practice that we refer to as the blackout period. During this period, the Pennsylvania House of Representatives refrains from proactively sending out certain types of mass media. The House ethics rule is in place to create an even playing field for candidates and incumbents. The rule does not preclude my office from answering your calls, letters, or emails. Additionally, those interested in keeping up with current legislative issues are welcome to opt in to receive our weekly e-updates by visiting repdowling.com and signing up on the right-hand side of the page. You can also listen to this weekly podcast under the audio section of the Newsroom tab on our site. Finally, you can keep up with my activities on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for @RepDowling.
Also, school safety is a big topic nationwide, and here at the House of Representatives, the Education Committee has been looking into this. What's going on?
Well, the House Education Committee held a hearing on Thursday to examine the status of school safety in Pennsylvania. The committee will use the hearing to take a thorough and holistic look at school safety in Pennsylvania to determine if further legislative action needs to be taken, and if so, what those actions should be. The hearing was organized into four different panels: current landscape of school safety, views of Pennsylvania education organizations, national approach to school safety, and recommendations to improve school safety. The committee not only heard about what is already being done in Pennsylvania to protect our students, but also what other states have done and possible approaches to enhancing school security even further. Several school safety related bills are already before the House Education Committee for review. The morning long hearing can be viewed at www.pahousegop.com.
Also, there was some legislation that was approved by the House that would reduce the size of the General Assembly. What are the details folks need to know?
Well, in an effort to streamline and improve efficiency of the Pennsylvania General Assembly, the House endorsed House Bill 153, which would allow voters to decide if both the House and Senate should be reduced in size. Specifically, the bill would reduce the House from 203 to 151 members and the Senate from 50 members down to 38. The original bill, which only included a House reduction, was amended last month in the House, which means it still must be considered by two consecutive sessions of the General Assembly before going to voters on a referendum.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matthew Dowling.